Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
So what was your, how'd you find out, what was your reaction when you heard that Joe was traded yesterday?
Yeah, found out we had, you know, a QB meeting, got to talk to Joe right before he was heading out. But like I said before, I appreciate him. He's, you know, a part of the journey, and this journey for me individually in the NFL. So grateful for him, and, you know, wish him the best of luck for sure.
How much of a shock was it for you?
I'm not surprised by anything at this point in the NFL. It's the day and age we live in. So anything can really happen. So
how do you replace that experience and leadership that I think you were relying on to some degree without him here? And then what's that dynamic in that room now?
Yeah, I think dynamic is always evolving, especially when there is change. But you know, I think it still goes back to us. You know, being able to have that experience for yourself, I think you learn the best when you are thrown into a fire a little bit. I'd be a hypocrite to say otherwise. So I think the more experience you gain, game after game, week after week, you'll get better. And, you know, B Zap has played a bunch of ball as well. So,
Dylan, from an individual standpoint, what were your first impressions when you watched the film?
Yeah, just, you know, a lot to clean up. There's always going to be, you know, good and bad. But I think just having a calm persistence to attack it regardless of the result and try to get better within your process. But is there things I want back? 100%. You know what I mean? I think that's for everyone in this game. But I think you got to look at it and find solutions and be solutions based that can help, you know, the outcome here in the future.
In your vast college career, you've played in a lot of hostile environments.
Yep.
Pittsburgh is one in the NFL. So would you rather not know the history of the playing in Pittsburgh, keep your mind uncluttered and just find out for yourself what it's like?
I think you kind of find out by yourself. Of course, you hear a lot from others and understanding the rivalry. And, you know, myself playing in rivalry games, totally understand that. But I still think there's, you know, just the main importance of just doing your job, you know, and doing it at a high level. So that'll all come, and have a lot of respect for Pittsburgh and what they've done, and that's for every opponent we play.
Dylan, what is maybe one major thing that you learned from Joe Flacco? What will you continue to hear or see in your mind about something that he told you or taught you?
Yeah, I don't think it's one thing. I wouldn't want to limit it to that, but I think just overall his process, how he's been about his business from day one, really, how he approaches meetings, practice, you know, taking care of his body, kind of his daily routine. So I think you pick up on that as you're around people and try to make it your own and learn how you can improve your routine. But more importantly, just the friendship and the person he is. Although there is an age gap, I think just being able to connect and have those conversations, you know, I appreciate those
a
lot.
In London, I couldn't tell being there, but when you were on the sideline looking over the tablet, was Flacco involved in that?
I think everyone's involved in that. You know, I think I don't want to break down the whole, but you look at your, you know, tablet and you kind of think for yourself. You ask questions. Guys are there. Kind of flip-flop even when, you know, I was in that chair. So just I think everyone says what they can whenever – you know, the time is right.
Dylan, Kevin told us that he's going to wait until later in the week to decide if Shador can be the number two,
yep,
or if maybe Bailey would be the number two. Does that impact you and your
I just I don't I don't handle any of that. I'll leave that to coaches, but shoot, we got a great room, a bunch of guys that either played or, you know, have the potential to play, and I think we just come together as a team, and the importance is trying to find ways to win. Yeah, but I'll leave that with coach, you know what I'm saying?
Not the decision, but what I meant was do the number one and number two guys, because you guys are, like, out there taking most of the first team reps together, is there a synergy that happens during the week between you guys just in terms of preparation, in terms of film study, and does this sort of delay in decision, does that impact your preparations in any way whatsoever, or do you guys all do that stuff together?
No, it's always been together, so I think just business as usual, but like I said, just solution-based and trying to find ways to win and be flexible and open to that.
That being said, did you have a conversation with Shador after the Flacco trade of kind of how crazy and surreal it is that, you know, it started out four-man competition and now the two rookies are left standing? Did you guys have a conversation about that?
I think our whole room just, you know, talked shortly after, but at this point we're really not surprised what can happen in the NFL, so, yeah.
Already you're not surprised?
Or yeah, at this point, anything that can happen.
Pittsburgh has a lot of turnovers. Their defense. What do you make of what you see so far?
Yeah, they're extremely talented. I think there's individual pieces for sure, but I think as a whole, play really well together. Know a couple of the guys. Know of a lot of the guys. So got a lot of respect for them. We got to prepare a certain way. I think that's every week, but most importantly, this week, because that's all you can control.
Dylan, with those takeaways that they force, I guess how much of a test is this for your processing, since obviously I know that's what everyone talks about.
Yeah, I think it's always a test week to week. There's a challenge ahead, and certain teams have different challenges, and you got to find solutions to that. So, like I said, we got to be flexible. We got to be open to ideas to find ways to beat that, but. You control that by being really good today.
Dylan scored 17 points. That's kind of been where this offense has been since the beginning of last year. Mm-hmm. And I know you don't have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
But you know, your first start, you guys scored 17. So just from your standpoint, what do you think you guys can do potentially to get beyond that and give yourselves a chance to win more of these games?
Sustainability, we always talk about it. You know, you want to be efficient and sustain drives, but it is hard to score points, of course. But you know, that's our job. We got to find ways to do that and do it at a higher clip. But small gains, we're building and got to continue to do that. But we'd love to score every single drive, obviously. But I think that's us learning to sustain drives together. And you watch the film back. There's a lot of times we can help ourselves make more competitive plays, and starts with me, for sure.
Hey, Dylan, we've talked a lot to you about the rookie class in general. It's just beyond the draft class, right? Just a bunch of rookies,
yep.
And they're playing big roles. So first, how exciting is that? But also, what kind of challenges do you think it presents, whether it's during a practice week or on game day?
Yeah, it's a good young core. A lot of guys that I'll say, like, I've known a bunch about and glad I get to go to war with. But I think that just shows ultimate belief and all the experience that we've had as a whole, going out there and doing our thing. But a lot of guys who've made a lot of plays for us this season thus far will continue to. But I think we're continuing to build that, you know, and the trust is obviously there. But how can we take it to another level? Because, like I said, we got to, you know, put solutions that can help us find a better outcome.
Dylan, I'll tell you two more.
Dylan, now that the first one's out, your first start's out of the way, just how prepared do you feel to be able to take on more and do more within the offense and what you guys are trying to accomplish offensively?
Yeah, each week you get better and more comfortable. That's with everyone. And you want to be able to do more. You know, that's what we're trying to do and find solutions. We have to. So that's part of it, but we'll continue to do that as much as possible.
I know a bit of a road start, but pretty much looking forward to about playing in Pittsburgh.
Just a little bit. Just excited for the opportunity. I know, it's another week to go and showcase what we can do at a high level. And we always look forward to that challenge with a lot of respect for our opponents. So it'll be a lot of fun.
We're going to get Mary Kay and Tony.
With respect to having a veteran presence in the room, I know you've talked about this before, that Deshaun Watson has been a help to you guys. I've seen him working with you. you know, working with Shador. So can you just address that a little bit of how, you know, now, like, even with Dogon, you guys still have a pretty experienced veteran in that room with you, even though we don't see him very much?
Yeah, Deshaun's been a great guy to me, and shares his knowledge whenever I ask questions, so I'm very appreciative of him. And know that that relationship will continue to evolve as well.
In the London game, it seemed, at least to me, maybe I'm wrong, you spent a lot of time in the pockets rather than something. Was that by design, or did they keep you?
I think as an offense, you always strive to be in sync and flow and on time. And I think, you know, with our offense particularly, I think you see how fun it can be when that's efficient. But I think, you know, you strive and want to touch that as much as possible. But anytime you're not, you know, you're given it a chance, and you want to ad lib and have that ability, of course. But I think you see it as much as you can touch that as possible. You know, the more efficient you are down to down, really, and even in series.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Browns starting quarterback Dylan Gabriel, his press conference today. He's not going to answer questions about the backup quarterback. He might talk about the room a little bit. That's what he did. And, obviously he's getting ready for a second start. He knows what he's got going on going into Pittsburgh. I think he's a smart kid. There's no question about it. I mean, I don't know if he's a kid, but he's a smart quarterback. He knows what to do given the circumstance, I think. And he didn't turn the ball over in that first game. So I'm sure that's something that head coach Kevin Stefanski thoroughly enjoyed when going back and watching film over the last couple of days. I don't know if today's storyline is really all about Dylan Gabriel and what Dylan Gabriel had to say. It's more about Kevin Stefanski and what Kevin Stefanski did and didn't say. And he said he would wait till the end of the week to announce his backup quarterback. And there's rules with taking guys off the practice squad and then elevating them to the regular squad and then making them the emergency quarterback on Sunday. So some of those things will have to play out. I think we may know by Friday who the backup quarterback is. Kevin Stefanski also said they were kind of taken back and they were a little bit surprised by the trade itself and the offer that Cincinnati gave the Browns going into this, especially for two teams that don't make deals together to send Joe Flacco. In fact, Dan was reading some stuff about how things went down in Cincinnati even more.
So, according to our buddy James Rapine, who works down in Cincinnati now.
He used to work here?
Yep. Yeah. The Bengals sent a car to pick up Joe Flacco and his wife yesterday. Zach Taylor jumped on a call with Flacco, and he began studying the offense on the way to Cincinnati. It's roughly a 3.5-hour drive, and Flacco will start with the Bengals on Sunday. So, you think he learned an offense in 3.5 hours?
Yep.
Yeah, I think he could. Especially, the other thing, too, is it's not like he didn't study the defense they're going up against this week.
Yeah, he already knows the defense.
I mean, they're playing the Packers, so it's kind of a good... I mean, if I'm Zach Taylor, it's a good situation for him to have for his first game.
Two thoughts. Here's the offense.
Okay.
Joe?
Yeah.
Meet Jamar Chase.
Pleasure to meet you.
Joe, this is T. Higgins. They'll be open. Get them the ball. This is Chase Brown. You can hand it to him. These are your offensive linemen. Duck. What more does he have to know? Doesn't that pretty much sum it up?
Yeah, pretty much sums it up.
Thanks.
Jamar Chase likes it thrown anywhere where he can reach it with his arms. T. Higgins, maybe a little bit more specific. Andres Yoshivas will be there to help you along the way.
Hit him in stride, and T. Higgins will go 80 yards for you.
Yep. And my best advice to you is to get the ball out as fast as humanly possible before Micah Parsons decides that you belong in the dirt.
Do you think he's still mad he didn't get to you often enough when you played the Browns?
Either way, Rashawn Gary does the same thing.
Hey, Packer fan Dan, in a weird world where you play a team twice during the season with two different teams, is that, I would think the advantage would be to Joe. I think it's advantage Joe because the Packers have seen him, but they've seen him with other players. You know what I'm saying? I think there's a slight advantage for the quarterback there.
I could see that, but the thing with that game was what won that game for the Cleveland Browns. It's their defense.
Yeah.
Their defense was outstanding.
Final
Packers
three
defense
minutes
did a very nice job against Joe Flacco as well, but the Browns defense won that game.
Final 3 minutes and 50 seconds. That was about it.
Yeah. The Browns defense won that game. So if you're a Packers fan, you're looking at it going, well, it might still be Joe Flacco, but at least you don't have the Browns defense coming with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, that's true. That's true. I just, it is odd that he's playing in Green Bay again, right? Doesn't it just seem, and maybe he'll get picked up by Dallas next week. Maybe they'll trade him to Dallas so before they play, before the Packers play Dallas, they'll know him again. They'll get to play for a third time. I know. Stupid joke, Andy. Good job.
I liked it, Andy.
What did you hear anything from Dylan that struck out?
We now go live to Jerry Jones for his thoughts on trading for Joe Flacco.
Oh. I don't have time to have a bad time. It isn't on my schedule.
Thank you.
Then he flips someone else off.
Yeah, you know why? Yeah. He's too busy writing a check for $250,000 because inadvertently flipped someone the bird.
I was just telling him they were number one.
I know, I inadvertently do that all the time.
I was just going to say, all those times, were you giving me a thumbs up?
I was pointing to heaven. That's why we put the hole at the top of the stadium.
You ever see somebody who points with the middle finger? It's quite uncomfortable.
My grandfather does that.
Yeah.
We had to teach it out of him. Oh, yeah, anytime he had to make a point, that's how you knew he was making a point.
My dad used to do that, too. Mm-hmm. Point to something on paper. It's like, Dad, you're flipping me off.
Oh, my grandfather would shake it to scold you. I was like, man, that's like a double whammy. Then he would point to which corner you had to go stand in, too.
At a much lesser level, and I can't believe I'm getting into this right now and Mike get us thrown into a meeting.
Oh, good.
People that send you, anyway, instead of writing out the word okay, they just send you the letter K. You with me on this?
Yeah, hell does that have to do with anything?
You know, Dan knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, people do this all the time. It drives me up the wall.
If you just write the letter K, it's kind of like the same thing as, right? You with me on this or not, Dan? I need your help. I know you. I see you're
spinning. There's a level of grumpiness that comes with just getting a letter in response to anything.
It's not exactly.
So just responding with a K is like giving somebody the bird.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I think a lot of people
got an emoji for that now, Jeff.
Yeah, they do, but it has nothing. It's not Baskinism. Trust me. I'm just a cog
in the machine.
I know. I'm just walking the gigantic beach of life.
Mongo only pawn in game of life.
That's right. 216-474-0092. All right. So you've heard from your starting quarterback, Taylor Gabriel. I did it. I knew I was going to do it just once. Dylan Gabriel. I don't know why I have that bad habit. Have you heard me do that? I've done it a couple times. You know what I'm talking about?
I'll explain. Well, apparently you just said Taylor Gabriel.
Yeah. I don't know why I do that every once. It's the whole Gabriel thing. So you heard from your starting quarterback. You heard from your head coach today. Kind of feels like there might be a little bit, it just feels disjointed to me. 216-474-0092.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.